It inspires a lot of loyalty in people, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Could you comment on that in terms of the way that people like to get dressed up, etc.?
Yeah, Phil, here's what I'd like to do. I've got a lot that I want to say about this movie. As I told you, it was a very profound experience for me. So when you get done with whatever it is you want to say, then allow me to, you know, in other words...
Well, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, in other words, are you finished now with what you were saying?
Well, it was a question, okay?
What I'm asking is that I might have to go over... Tonight, I know you'd schedule me till 8 o'clock, and I don't know if it just this hour is enough time to talk about it. So if you're done, I'd like to continue with my thoughts on this.
If you want to hang over the 8 o'clock hours, it's fine with me. But I what I was asking was...
Yeah, no, I heard what you were asking about. Yeah, just let me say what I want to say, okay? And
go ahead.
All right. Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I have not.
All right. So just listen to me. And everybody out there listening to their radio right now, just listen to what I've got to say, and hear me, please, because it's very significant. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've been through a sort of trauma that few people understand, and so certain things resonate with me as a gay man and as a gay journalist that would not resonate with other people. Although anybody that has seen this film knows what I'm talking about on a very visceral level, and that is important. What I'm saying is this is not just a movie, this is an experience. And what I'm saying is this is not just walking into a movie theater, you're walking into another world. It affected me as a gay man and as a gay journalist so profoundly that, as I said, I spent the afternoon thinking, I spent the afternoon praying and doing some meditating and wondering about this universe that we live in and my place in it. That is the Phantom Menace experience. Now, let me go a step further, if I could.
Would you say that again, when you see the kids out there in line, and they're dressed as Darth Vader, and they're dressed as Darth Maul, and they go in to see this film, would you say that they're putting themselves in the movie?
See, again, Phil, I've got a little bit of a problem. I need for you...
Well, I want to ask a couple of questions.
No, I'd like for you to listen, please. Would you allow me that?
Can I ask a couple of questions?
No, would you just allow me to speak... Because you're starting to... What's happening, Phil, is I'm trying to talk about something that happened to me. This was a profound experience for me and for the many millions of people who saw this movie. And your questions are...
What, am I boring you?
They're a little bit boring, yeah. They're a little bit boring.
All right, I defer to you if you'd like to speak about this.
That's what I'm getting at, okay? Where was I? Let me get my notes.
Let me just say, we're talking to Doug Danger, who's the entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier, about...
Shh, be glad you said it. I can't think when you're talking.
I need to tell the audience that this is Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier, talking about Star Wars, okay?
All right, that's good. Let me find my notes. Okay, I'm about to hit you with something that is very important. It's something that happened to me, and it's something that happens to other people who've seen this film. Christianity, that faith that sprang from the man Jesus Christ, we gave it 2,000 years. We gave it 2,000 years. We let the Christians spread it. We let them... do their thing with it. We let them permeate various culture. We allowed them to infuse their philosophy with, infuse governmental philosophy with their philosophy. We allowed them to sort of meld their philosophy with philosophy of government. Christianity got 2,000 years.
We're still talking about Star Wars.
Would you please let me finish?
Yes.
Yes, we're talking about Star Wars. Christianity got 2,000 years to prove itself. And I don't want to make anybody angry or upset. It's failed. Are you following me?
I'm following you, yes.
All right. What I saw and what I felt when I walked into the man's Chinese theater, thought I was just going to go see a movie, what I discovered was a philosophy and a lifestyle that I believe is now the new religious paradigm in the Western Hemisphere. And that really, Phil, is the religion of the Jedi. We're talking about, and as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I feel this, it resonates. I feel that I can see this coming. The religion of the Jedi, and that is the religion of the Force, and that is an internal force which you can harness and which you can make work for yourself, is the new paradigm religiously in our culture. It is taking over from Christianity. It is...
I just want to find out at least how much you liked this film.
Oh, God. God, please.
I just want to find out how much you liked the movie. What did you think of it, okay?
Are you hearing me? Of course it's great. I'm saying that.
Yeah, but I wanted some specific stuff about the movie.
I am talking to you about something that affected me on a profound level as a gay man, as a gay journalist. I'm talking about Star Wars, not just as a celluloid experience, but as a cultural awakening, the doors of perception opening up. All right, and you are asking me these rather pedantic and rather pedestrian, I should say, questions about the film. Yes, Phil, it's the best movie ever. Does that satisfy your simple mind, is what I want to say.
And Doug, there's no need to get insulting, okay?
But you don't understand what happened to me and what has happened to so many other people in seeing this film.
To me, what's happening to you, if you don't mind me saying, is that you're getting very emotional. You're getting...
Whoa. What did you say?
You're getting very emotional.
So now comes the homophobia. See, first you want to ask some...
That's not homophobia. It's you're very emotional about the movie.
Why can I not be emotional? Because your homophobia now is beginning to surface, because I am talking about not just a film, I'm talking about an experience, and you're trying to limit that and mitigate that by bringing my homosexuality into this, okay? I am a gay man, I am a gay journalist, and would you say that to me if I was straight? Would you?
Yes, I'd say that to you if you were straight, okay? Jesus. Doug, please.
Phil, you have to shut up, and I say that you're a very dear friend. You've got to shut up and let me finish so that I can make the statements that I'm trying to make, okay?
We've got phone callers. People are calling in. They want to talk to you, okay?
I'll answer any questions people have, okay? But I've got to make these points, and you're not letting me. And that disturbs me.
I believe I've been hearing you, okay?
When are you going to shut up?
You understand I have to ask questions.
Most of the time, yes. Not now. Not while I'm talking about this. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I believe I should be accorded a certain latitude, because there is a sort of homophobia that's coming out of you right now, okay?
Well, we also have a call that I should go to, okay?
Oh, God. You're not hearing anything I'm saying?
We got a call to go to, is all I'm saying.
You're not hearing anything I'm saying. We got a call to go to. Is it like Rocky Horror Picture Show? The magnitude of what happened to me, is not being respected. And I am sorely, sorely disappointed.
Doug, I want to hear what happened to you, okay?
Then let me say it, will you?
Let me go to the call, ask some questions, and have a discussion as opposed to giving a speech. Encino on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Doug.
Ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to speak to Doug.
Yes, hi. I'm Doug Danger.
Hi. I've been waiting for you to speak about Star Wars, about the movie, and all I've been hearing is some philosophical, religious...
Well, I tell you, it was so moving. I don't know if you've seen the film.
It's getting kind of boring, actually.
Have you seen it?
I did see it.
All right. Then you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did it move you? Did it move you? Did it move you? Oh, see, what I'm saying is, Christianity's dead.
Well, what does Christianity have to do with Star Wars?
The religion of the Jedi.
Who's Jesus, then?
Jesus is old news. The religion of the Jedi...
is taking over Christianity?
What I'm saying is, it is replacing Christianity as a workable philosophy in your everyday life. If you'd give yourself over to that. All right?
What about the
questioning
movie?
Me.
What about
you
the actual...
You're into the light side of the Force. You know, the dark side
of the
Force.
Do you have any opinions about the characters?
Oh, my God.
Obi-Wan, or...
It's irrelevant.
You haven't even brought up anyone.
It's irrelevant. What I'm talking about is the complete package.
Why is that irrelevant? We want to hear about the character. What about that Jar Jar Binks?
What difference does it make? Yes, it was brilliant. Jar Jar Binks was brilliant.
Well, he wasn't that.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was brilliant.
He was good. It was a good movie.
Whatever the guy's name was. Gonan.
Gonan?
Gonan?
Who's Gonan?
Who's Gonan?
What were you... There was a character named Gonan.
No, there was not a character named Gonan.
Or Gwee-Gon Go. You know the guy who...
Gwee-Gon Go.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know what his name is.
Qui-Gon?
No.
Qui-Gon Jinn, yeah. All right. It was brilliant. But I'm saying, if you give yourself over...
Yeah, give yourself...
But where do you get all this other...
I'm talking about the profound experience of seeing Star Wars has given me what I think is almost an epiphany, much the same
as St. Paul... An epiphany from this movie?
Yes, much the same way that St. Paul had one on his road to Damascus. Are you familiar with St. Paul going to Damascus and seeing the light? That's what happened to me. What do you think of my man Jar Jar?
Jar Jar in the movie?
Your man Jar Jar, huh?
Yeah, my main man. What do you think of him?
I thought Jar Jar was a little bit silly, yeah. Especially when they have the two actors that can be doing dialogue. But actually, I liked the movie. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah. Well, it's more than a good movie, Kathy. It is a film.
No, I'm not Kathy.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Don't you ever bag on Jar Jar again.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to the KFI. Talking about the film Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, with Doug Danger from the Orange County. You have given some comments here, Doug, about the film. It is the most profound thing that you've been through in your life. You just heard one caller say that you haven't really talked much about the movie, okay? I mean, you're saying that you cleansed yourself today?
Yes, I fasted, yes.
Are you fasted as the result of seeing this film?
Well, I told you that this was a religious experience. I've been trying to get through to you and to your listeners. I guess the feeling I've got is that nobody understands what I'm trying to say. And I need... people who've seen the movie understand what I'm saying, okay? But for your listeners, Ma and Pa Kettle sitting out there in KFI land who don't understand what I'm talking about, it's very difficult, okay, as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
I know all about that. I just had a lady call up who said she saw the movie and she didn't understand...
I don't think she saw the movie. I'm very, very suspect whether she saw this movie, all right? And your homophobia coming out about...
That's not homophobia. When you're emotional about a film, and I don't blame you for being emotional about a film, okay? You're talking about how it's inspired a new religion, how you were walking through your apartment cleansing yourself, how you were... You're going through all of this stuff. You're not telling me about the movie.
Yes, I am telling you about the movie. I'm telling you about the movie from the... Oh, God. God, please make him understand. Please,
what are you doing? Just talk to me about the film.
Please, God, make him understand. I am talking to you about the film as an experience, not just as a movie. Now, I want to tell you something. I usually edit myself. I'm not going to edit myself. I'm going to get a Star Wars tattoo. Darth Maul, in my opinion, was one of the most pivotal characters in this mythology. And what I am going to do while I'm talking to you, and I've got Jim over here from Inkspot, which is down on Melrose, and I'm going to get a tattoo of Darth Maul on my penis, and I know what you're going to say.
Oh, come on, Doug.
I know what you're going to say. It's very juvenile. The fact of the matter is, it is an event that has become a part of my life. All right, so while I'm talking to you...
So while you're talking to us, you're getting a tattoo of Darth Maul on your area there.
On my, yes.
Covina on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I just wanted to call and talk to Doug for a little second.
I'm right here, ma'am. Yes. I have to ask this question first. Did you see the film?
No, I haven't.
All right. That's where we're getting into trouble.
No, I just don't think that it has that much to do with the movie. You just keep talking and sounding like... What is that noise?
He's getting a tattoo. Is that what's happening, Doug?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask your question.
It just seems like it doesn't have that much to do with the movie. Like, there's something else going on in your life, and you just use this as, like, a trigger for something.
What it was... Well, can I ask your name?
It's Carrie.
Carrie, hi. Carrie, what it was, and what it was for all of us who saw Star Wars, it was a glimpse into the future. And it was a glimpse into a new religion, new paradigm, all right? So when you see something like that... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Would you, having been through... for instance, what if you were taken to another planet? Ow. What if you were taken to another planet?
What about it?
That would be a life-changing experience, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
There you go. There you go.
You didn't go to another planet, dear. You went to the movie theater.
But I was shown a new world. That's all I'm saying. As all the people...
Ow.
Ow. You're going to have to knock off the tattoo if you're going to talk to people.
I'm all right.
Well, can't you just accept that as, like, a wonderful movie with great ideas instead of just making it such a life-altering and profound experience?
It was a life-altering. I cleansed myself this afternoon. I prayed and I meditated.
How did you cleanse yourself, dear?
I fasted, and I used some fibers and some roots.
Oh, some roots?
Yeah.
They're good. They cleanse that right out.
Have you tried homeopathic treatments?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Ow, God damn it. Cut it out.
What is that, the tattoo?
It's a little bit painful. And that's what I'm saying to you, Carrie, and that's what I want you to know, all right?
Okay, sounds like...
See the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I don't think that I will.
As a gay man and as a gay journalist...
What does a gay man, gay journalist have to do with anything? I'm really not interested in your sexuality or your profession.
I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. It affected me very profoundly. What, are you telling me I can't be gay?
No, it has
are you telling
to
me like Mr. Henry?
We don't care whether you're gay or not, Judd. We're trying to find out about the movie.
You want me to be straight? Is that it?
No.
Because I'm not straight.
Neither am I. That has no point. And
right,
that's part of the reason why I called, is that this has nothing to do with homosexuality at all.
I say, what I'm trying to do is resist the self-hatred. Now, you're gay, right?
Yeah.
All right, don't self-hate.
I love myself. My life right now, yes. I love everything
right.
that I'm doing. But...
That's what I'm saying. And if you go see this film, it's going to resonate with you as a gay woman. Just
how?
The same way I did as a gay man, because we see things, we feel things in a much deeper way. Ow.
Don't give us that much credit. We're people just like everybody else. There's attitudes like that.
That is true.
That feed these homophobic
ideas. Doug, you know me. I'm not homophobic. Why would you call me homophobic?
I'm not. I'm saying it's an attitude we're different and we feel different things and blah, 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 blah.
Well, the whole thing of it is Phil Henry is a very dear friend of mine, but his homophobia comes out every now and again when he starts talking about I'm emotional. Okay?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Ow.
How is emotional, correlated with homosexuality in any way?
Because I feel that we feel, just as I felt...
So does every other person on the planet. You feel things differently. Just because you as a person feel things differently doesn't mean that you as a gay person...
Yeah, well, that is a good point. But I want you, Carrie, as you explore the world as a gay woman, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right?
Okay, what is the... Never mind.
Explore the world with an open mind, and I think you're good. We're gay together. You and I are gay together.
No, I'm gay on my own. I'm a person on my own.
Yes, but you have to... God damn it. I'm going to have to ask him to stop for a minute.
Well, you're getting a tattoo while you're talking to us, okay?
You talking to me as a gay man?
I'm speaking to you. Yes, you're a gay man.
Okay.
You are making me actually physically nauseous.
Are you a gay woman?
Yes.
Are you speaking to me as a gay woman?
I'm speaking to you as a person, as a woman with my own ideas. My sexuality really has nothing to do with it.
All right, I understand.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
All right.
Phil Henry Show, KFI. Here is Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that one is a bigger Star Wars fan than me.
Yes, sir.
And so I have not, I saw it yesterday. Hello?
God. I'm right here.
I saw it yesterday, and I liked it very much, but I'm calling to see why you keep saying, as a gay man, I liked it.
Because as a gay... Well, what, do you got something against that?
No, I'm just curious why. I want to know what that has to do with seeing Star Wars.
What has it got to do with it? Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have that paradigm, okay? Listen, I had a profound religious experience seeing this film. I'm getting a tattoo right now of Darth Maul.
Well,
you understand? Okay.
Yeah, Do you speak Greedo? Do you know how to speak the language of the aliens?
If you got it, let me tell you something. I know they
religion. And that's how big a fan I am.
Then you know what I'm talking about. Then you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I understand what you're talking about the movie, but I don't understand why you keep bringing gay into it.
You and I are brethren.
Right.
You've seen the film, I've seen the film.
Right.
As two gay men, what we need to understand is
how about as two guys that saw the movie and liked it? Why do you have to lump me in with you as being gay?
Well, you are gay, right?
No, I'm not gay. I have nothing against gay people, but I'm not gay.
It's funny, there's sort of a gay rhythm to the way you're speaking. I didn't mean that as an insult. I'm just trying to say here that... Ow, shut it up.
Will you stop getting that tattoo, please?
You're getting a tattoo as we're speaking.
Yes, he's getting a tattoo.
We're brothers of the force, is what I'm trying to say, sir. You saw the movie. Ah.
Well, I think.
God damn it! I should have gotten circumcised.
You just sound to me like you're trying to promote another agenda or something, and I just want to.
Yeah.
I think one way to tell how big a fan you are is maybe if you. Hello?
Oh, it hurts.
I'd like to see how big a fan you are and see if you could answer this question in Greedo. If I say,
all right. Okay, we're going to have to take a break because I don't want to hear your Greedo. You know, and what are you doing?
Oh. I think he's almost done.
Good. Congratulations on seeing the movie.
The problem is my piercing's in the way. Can you get around that?
Yeah, no problem.
I tried. Whoa! Good, that's it. Just got a little lightsaber action there.
You all done with the tattoo?
Not yet.
Okay, well, we're done with our interview, all right?
I guess what I wanted to say.
Well, what do you want to say?
Phil, what I really want to say is... Ah! It's done.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.